Head over to the livestock side. Boy, nothing like a little rain and snow to screw up grilling. Is that going to affect the way the livestock trade today?
And that is a concern, and I think probably was a concern more earlier this week than what it is today. We have seen increases in the prices of late for the product, for both the beef and the pork, but those increases in prices really did severely reduce the amount of product movement. We've seen product movement improve, particularly for the pork sector, but it took lower product prices to do that. Ironically, the futures prices are also moving up to the top of a trading range on the charts, and that's making traders a little bit more skeptical about pushing prices at this time until they see whether the consumer is going to be willing to pay these prices.
Are we going to continue to see some higher numbers for the cash on these cattle?
We're going to have to if we're going to hold these futures markets. Now, granted, April went off the board, April live cattle at 128.40. Would suggest maybe a little higher cash this week, but the June contract is well below. So we've got some upward movement for the futures there in the weeks ahead. Product movement, though, is really backed off for the beef, and that product movement is needed. We still have negative margins for the beef and for the hogs, where we were seeing higher cash because of profitable margins. That cash may start to slow down now because we're seeing margins start to go negative now as well.
Any final thoughts on the way these hogs have been trading as of late, or are they just going to kind of follow with what's happening in the cattle?
Well, to a great extent, we were moving the futures higher in the hogs because we were seeing the cash index move higher. The cash index has gone $2 higher over the last 2 days. That's a two-day average index. I think we're going to start to see that slow down now, though, because the packers had incentive to really to push as many hogs through as possible because of the very profitable margins they've seen. But with product prices going down over the last day or two, those margins have dissipated. So I think we'll see that packers become less aggressive in buying, and that's going to slow the futures gains down as well.